From scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
This week, dear listener, we're going to talk about a report, and it might be quite familiar sounding to some of you if you've ever read the book Who Moved My Cheese? The reason being that this report is called Who Moved My Skills? And it's been produced by Towards Maturity. Nigel, you suggested we should delve into this. So what is it about this relatively short report that we should be looking at and why?
Well, Martin, the reason I wanted to talk about it is I'm a little bit puzzled by it. And I thought, given your polymath knowledge of the world, you could clarify it and sort it all out for me. So I'm looking for your elucidation. For example, that the report starts by saying that the actual impact of the learning function in organizations is in decline. So 2016, 2017, 2018, there's a not a massive decline, but a substantial decline nevertheless of the impact of the learning function. Yet, counter that with 43% are more likely than average to report that their people engage in self-development without prompting. So you've got, if you like, a decline in impact of the learning organization and a rapid increase in individual self-development and individual responsibility. And the report is kind of about learning agility. And the issue is, how do companies increase the agility of their staff? And it seems that the answer is let people free, you know, let them, give them permission to do it themselves and don't try and control it and don't try and manage it. So the old problems of the learning department, overwhelmed and under-equipped, reluctance from senior managers to support new methodology, traditional expectations, all of that is increasing, not decreasing, which is slightly scary. But when you get learning agility, you get massive results. Increases productivity, increases the qualifications and the skill level of the workforce, allows a faster response to changing business conditions. All the things we want to happen, all the things that in my book emerge from a learning culture. And where you give individuals the choice to access learning at any time, where you use available support systems to provide self-reliance, where you give people access to clear information on learning opportunities, most, maybe not all, but most staff grab it with both hands. So that's my conundrum, Martin. You know, it's almost like saying the learning function is moving itself into irrelevance. I don't believe that's true. But if you read this report, you could be forgiven for thinking that. You got on the one hand, on the other hand. What do you make of it? Explain it to me.
Maybe there's a lot of assumption in here. I think you're right. It's slightly alarming that it's a tale of two groups of people within the organization. It's a learning team that seems to be having decreasing impact. Now, obviously, these are generalized numbers, so it's a trend. So for lots of people listening to this, it just won't be the case at all. But if the numbers are right, then you know that's happening on the one hand. And then you've got the fact that people are just increasingly taking their own development into their own hands. So yes, there are some numbers in here. Now, I'm kind of playing back what you've said, but I think the interesting stuff is I'm talking about assumptions. And I do wonder whether these two groups of people, employees and the learning team, are sort of in parallel universes, where one thinks that the other needs something that in actual fact the other doesn't need and is just getting on with their own thing.
There's a basic misunderstanding. You know, the figures on page 9 are quite interesting, where it says 48% of people professionals report there is reluctance by users to learn and work with new technologies. 78% of individuals, on the other hand, say they're excited about using learning technologies. Many organizations believe that only formal learning and learning through doing are the most effective methods for learning. Yet 91% of people report that peer learning is absolutely essential for them to do their job. These are massive contradictions, aren't they? It's like the organization is living in a completely different world from the other people who work in the organization.
Yeah, so you just took out of my mouth all the numbers I was going to share to make the point about living in a parallel universe. That's what this report is saying. I think it's saying that based on all the research that Towards Maturity does of employees, they do a lot of, that's really, really good research. And if you work in L&D and you're not aware of it, then go and seek it out, because basically they've interviewed 10,000, or they've taken insights from 10,000 employees about their preferences for learning. And it's just loud and clear. People want to learn from each other. They want to collaborate. They want support in doing that. They just want to get on and be supported in their work to get their jobs done better. It's quite simple. And yet, for many different reasons, learning teams are tied up with working to deliver something that isn't that. And I think it's a bit simplistic to say that people aren't trying to meet employees where they are. Because there's this whole thing about, and your work has shown, there is the cultural aspect here. There's the legacy. There's the fact that it is seen as a team that delivers a certain thing in a certain way. And that's quite a constrained environment to work in. And it can be quite hard to break out and do what we're talking about in the other universe, where employees are doing their thing in their way. So it's an interesting report, I think, for showing the divide. And yes, anyone who's familiar with Towards Maturity research, you know, will know this narrative, that there are two separate things at play here. There seems to be a hugely challenging environment for learning teams who aren't getting the impact they want. And there's the environment the employees are in, where they're saying what they want and need, loud and clear. And whether they're getting it or not, they're trying to just get on with stuff. So that seems to me to be how it is.
Yeah, they call it, at the end of the report, they refer to this new people professional role. And that seems to be the message coming through. We need a whole bunch of new ideas and new procedures and a new configuration of what the role is. And basically, we need a new configuration of the role, which is essentially to encourage self-determining behaviors, support at the point of need, and leverage multiple approaches and help people to develop agile skills. End of story. The rest will be done for you by an active, participative workforce.
So now my challenge to you and all you readers out there is to go and do an analysis, and I would like to do this, and I'm thinking of doing this, do an analysis of all the job ads for L&D professionals and L&D managers in the UK, and see how many are asking for what you've just said. And this is where the problem lies, because I think people are still recruiting for something that isn't needed anymore. And until that changes, we're going to see these two universes side by side, and certainly not overlapping and working together.
Martin, that is an absolutely perfect point for us to pause. I think that's a great challenge. I think you're right. And therefore, this report, in its conundrum that it points to, is actually doing a useful job for us. That was a good discussion. So thank you. Thank you, Martin.
Thanks, Nigel. From scratch.